9 times Hollywood celebrities attacked First Lady Melania Trump in 2018, feckless complicit piece of shit. By John Binder on December 30, 2018. First Lady Melania Trump has said she is one of the most bullied people in the world in this year. Left-wing Hollywood celebrities spared no time ruthlessly attacking her. Here, Breitbart News compiles 9 times celebrities attacked Mrs. Trump in 2018. 1. Meryl Streep attacks Melania Trump for silence on sexual harassment. Actress Meryl Streep attacked Mrs. Trump during an interview with The New York Times, deflecting her relationship with alleged serial sexual harasser Harvey Weinstein. "I don't want to hear about the silence of me," Streep said. "I want to hear about the silence of Melania Trump. I want to hear from her. She is so much that's valuable to say. And so does Ivanka. I want her to speak now." 2. Jimmy Kimmel mocks Melania Trump's Slovenian accent. During his monologue, the far-left late-night show host Jimmy Kimmel went after President Trump and Mrs. Trump over the annual White House Easter egg roll. Kimmel played footage of Mrs. Trump reading to children at the annual Easter egg roll, mocking and laughing at her accent, doing his own impression, saying "yeah, about these and that." 3. Netflix host Michelle Wolf cracks domestic abuse joke about Melania Trump. Former Netflix talk show host Michelle Wolf, whose show was canceled, opened one of her monologues this year by saying she really hoped President Trump did not hurt Mrs. Trump because then we couldn't make fun of her anymore. And finally, after not being seen for 25 days, Melania has reappeared following her kidney surgery, Wolf said, gesturing air quotes while saying kidney surgery. "Some people are saying this is Melania's cover for plastic surgery, but I don't buy that. Her husband obviously loves her for who she is. Whatever really happened with Melania, I genuinely hope it doesn't come out that Donald hurt her," Wolf said, adding, "because that's bad and then we couldn't make fun of her anymore." 4. Jimmy Kimmel, White House sinkhole one of Melania's escape tunnels. A reoccurring theme of left-wing comedian stand-up routines this year has been perpetuating the myth that Mrs. Trump does not want to be First Lady, nor does she want to live in the White House. During a segment on his late-night show, Jimmy Kimmel mocked Mrs. Trump as trying to use escape tunnels to get out of the White House. "It is very interesting and weird, because exactly 1 year ago today, a sinkhole opened at Mar-a-Lago," Kimmel said. "And now there's one outside the White House. I'm starting to think maybe God's aim is slightly off." 5. T.I.'s Melania Trump lookalike slut shames First Lady, mocks accent. Melanie Martin, the Melania Trump lookalike who appeared in rapper T.I.'s music video, doubled down on her attacks against Mrs. Trump this year by both mocking her accent and slut-shaming her career as a model. Martin said of Mrs. Trump, "If I was insulting her and degrading her, that would be one thing. But I don't think I was, despite portraying the First Lady as a stripper." 6. Kathy Griffin attacks Melania Trump, feckless complicit piece of shit. Left-wing comedian Kathy Griffin went after every member of the Trump family, but particularly picked on Mrs. Trump this year. In June, Griffin attacked Mrs. Trump as a feckless complicit piece of shit in a rant on Twitter. 7. Jim Carrey draws Melania Trump with federally abducted refugee child. Actor and activist Jim Carrey attacked Mrs. Trump this year by drawing her in a painting alongside what he calls a federally abducted refugee child, accusing her of not caring about the crisis of children being trafficked across the U.S.-Mexico border. "Nothing comforts a federally abducted refugee child like a photo op with a Slovenian model wearing a coat that says she doesn't give two craps about your misery," Carrey posted. 8. The View blasts Melania Trump, "she has no friends, doesn't care, revels in not knowing." The women of The View have relentlessly gone after Mrs. Trump this year. The left-wing group's most prominent attack came after Mrs. Trump's one-on-one ABC News interview, where they complained about the First Lady's white pith hat that she wore while on safari in Africa. "Can we talk about this gigantic white pith helmet up sitting in the shot? And it's really not a good thing to see because it represents a lot of stuff for folks, especially folks in Africa," Whoopi Goldberg said. "She doesn't have friends, that is what it is about. If she had someone like you on her team saying, 'Girl, don't wear that hat,'" Sunny Hostin said. "This is a group of people that do not like people that know more than them. They don't. They revel in not knowing. They revel in not preparing, Yvette Nicole Brown said. 9. Bette Midler attacks Melania Trump as flow tits. Actress Bette Midler smeared Mrs. Trump months ago, calling her flow tits in a post online, mocking her former modeling for GQ magazine. The dry cleaning bill for the upholstery on Air Force One must be insane. Hashtag flow tits. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.